I guess I kind of have to warn you a little bit. My sermon this morning is a little bit more of a challenge sermon, which you don't normally think of as a Christmas season, giving a hard challenge sermon, but it is one of those. And if you are able to come tomorrow night, you'll get a little bit more traditional message. Christmas has been traditionally a time where you see people express their faith a little bit more. You know, their hope and joy and love are present in the way that people live their lives. People are more generous and kind, you know. And maybe even if you cut them off, they'll just say, Merry Christmas. Well, maybe not. But I also know Christmas can be a difficult time for many people. You know, you just never know what life's going to bring you. If you've maybe had a tragedy in your family, or you've had trials, maybe these holidays will be a little bit more tough. And we all have our expectations so high at Christmas, and so it's just hard to live up to those expectations. If it's one of those years for you, then I just want to tell you I'm sorry. I know some of you might find yourself a little bit more alone than you'd like to be. Maybe you don't have as much money as you'd like to have this year. Maybe you're going through grief or hardship, and that can happen. And I would pray that God would grant you some even smallest of miracles to make your Christmas a little brighter. But you know, the thing is, we can all put our hope in having these great expectations that are hard to live up to. It's just like we're just waiting for this Christmas letdown to happen when we do that. Because it's hard to live up to the expectations at times, this perfect Christmas. But you know, Christmas bonuses don't always come or aren't as big as you planned, or you don't always get the latest technology that you hoped you would get. Maybe the weather stops you from getting towards family members or them getting to you. I mean, those expectations are just so big and they don't always get met. And that's the problem. We build ourselves up for a Christmas expectation that can easily change. And we can easily end up having a blue Christmas. If there was only a way to discover something to hold on to that was bigger than high expectations and changing circumstances. I am the Holy Spirit of Christmas past. I don't know what this is, but it looked old. See, there was a time where I saw you in your childhood that you were innocent, a time when Christmas was truly special to you. Yes, the presents were important as a little kid, but love seemed a lot easier for you then. You were not worried about so many things. You were innocent, but in a good way. You knew that life was full of challenges in some way, but you saw it more as a game or like a puzzle you had to figure out more than it was a problem that weighed heavily on you. You were so alive back in your early days. Christmas wasn't perfect, but it was magical to you. But that was a long time ago for some of us, some of you. Something's changed. Maybe you've changed. First it became all about the gifts, and then it was time just to have off from school, and then it was just time off from work that you look forward to. But that's just the edge of what we're talking about. See, something bigger in you changed. You lost your innocence. You didn't cry anymore at the sight of an animal in pain like you used to do when you were little. You didn't laugh at the clown trying to be silly at the circus. You didn't run to your loved one so easily for a hug. Somehow along the way, you got hurt. You got wounded. Maybe not physical wounds, though that could happen too. But some of you had deeper wounds. And those wounds got sensitive, and you didn't like to be touched on those wounds, so you built up some defenses in your life. And in doing so, you became a little hard-hearted. Yeah, I understand that some of this was understandable to protect yourself. But most of the self-preservation that you encompassed around yourself hurt you rather than it helped you. You were a victim that would soon turn into a victimizer. See, you used to love so easily, and now you hate. You used to forgive easily, and now you hold grudges. You become jaded with the world around you. What goodness you had seemed to be lost. It used to be you would kind of fall into this protection mode only at certain times, but now it seems to be your default setting. See, when you become with that protection mode around you, it's just a selfish way to live. It doesn't open the door to faith, hope, joy, and love. The Bible calls all this sin, and frankly, the list of sins that you commit, even with just one of the great commandments, could go on and on and on. So what is worse? You've offended God. Oh yeah, I know we say we're just like everybody else, and I only did what was done to me. But even at this time of year, when love is so prevalent, we can be, oh, so selfish. And you've turned to those selfish desires and lust, and you can't really blame anybody but yourself. So I've told you this today, these shadows of things that have come before, what has happened, and what they've done to change you. They are what they are. I am the Holy Spirit of Christmas present, and I'm going to drill with you with a few words. You sit here today because you want Christmas to mean something. You want something to mean more than presents and days off and good food. Of course you do. You want real answers to the heartaches of life. You want more pieces to the puzzle that you can't figure out. Most importantly, you want to learn to love and be loved again in a way that gets beyond all that selfish junk that we have inside of us. You want to learn to love in a world full of unlovable people. And you've just started to understand how broken you are. You've just begun to understand that. So you come to church and you look down at this little baby in a manger. You've heard the stories of how this baby becomes the light of the world. Oh, you need to embrace more of this if you are really ever going to learn to love. You need to be able to live out what the Bible has pronounced this happy morning. There is still a little bit more bad news you must hear. See, not only are you broken, but you're a transgressor. You're a criminal in some sense. And the baby that will one day become your victim in a sense, because your sin puts him on the cross. And you've rejected the one who is love and gives love. And now you've lost access to that love. And you don't want to stay there. And that is good. So you stare at this manger, knowing that the same wood that built the manger can make a cross. And through all this hardship and pain, you know that Christmas still holds the key to getting God's love back in your life. And so you come today wanting something more than what you have. He came for our sin. He came to give us back our innocence that we lost. He came to help us not be afraid. So that once again you could be a person of faith and hope and joy and love in the way that maybe you haven't known since you were a child. So you sit here today and you ponder and you pray about your life and how this newborn might make you reborn. I am the Holy Spirit of Christmas future. See, one day if you are blessed, you will get old. So I look into your future and I see you now in your feeble state, in your feeble body. Because being old is not easy. It is difficult to become less in some ways than you were at one point in your life. Now, many people grow hard and bitter, and frankly, that's the easier way to become. It takes no effort to become hard and bitter. So I look at you, and I see you, and I look beyond the wrinkles and into your eyes, and I say, what have you become, my child? Have you grown hard and bitter? Or have you grown wiser? Because some older people do become wiser, and some become even softer, like they were once when they were a child. And they've retained that what was once lost. So I'm looking into your eyes to see what you have become, hard or soft. And I wonder, did you embrace the message of Christmas? Did you understand the way to change your heart that was declared loud and clear in a baby born by a virgin mother? What have you become, my child? A sheep or a goat? Oh, but now I see all my questions are going to be answered because there is another spirit in the room. The angel of death is about to end this life of yours. Your life has ended, and yet it is to begin again. The Holy Spirit of Christmas past, my friend, has revealed to you your fall from innocence and your being torn away from his love. The Holy Spirit of Christmas present has revealed your need for a Savior. The path to find once again faith, hope, joy, and love. And now I, the Holy Spirit of Christmas future, I reveal to you your last days. So I ask you, after having got a glimpse into your past and your present and your future, what path will you choose? God has marked his way very clearly. So the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And though there are many paths in life, God has marked the right path very, very clearly. And it starts with a manger, and it ends with a cross. It is your choice to take the right path.